Unit 7. The Amazing Mr. Tesla. Page 80.
Who invented the X-ray and the neon light, the speedometer and remote control vehicles? The answer is Nikola Tesla. Who? Nikola Tesla, the greatest inventor you probably never heard of. Nikola Tesla was born in the small town of Smiljan in Croatia in 1856. He was born, appropriately, during an electrical storm. His father was a church official and a mathematician. His mother had little formal education, but she learned books of poetry by heart and invented kitchen gadgets. Nikola was only 5 when he created his first invention, an engine powered by 12 beetles. At the Polytechnic School in Graz, Tesla studied the new science of electrical engineering. In 1884, after working briefly in Budapest and Paris, he went to the United States. He had 4 cents and a letter of recommendation in his pocket when he got off the ship in New York City. He met with the electrical genius Thomas Edison. The letter, written by one of Edison's European associates, read, "My dear Edison, I know 2 great men and you are one of them. The other is this young man." Edison hired Tesla, and Tesla developed several inventions for Edison's company. However, Tesla believed that Edison cheated him, and Tesla left the company in anger in 1885. The 2 men became bitter rivals. Tesla opened his own laboratory in New York City. He promoted the use of alternating current, AC, electricity, and he developed motors and generators for using AC. Edison, on the other hand, championed the use of direct current, DC, and tried to convince the public that AC electricity was dangerous and expensive. This competition is known as the Battle of the Currents. In fact, AC is better than DC, especially when electricity must travel long distances. Tesla got a contract to provide AC electricity for the Chicago World's Fair. This helped him win the struggle against Edison. Today, the electrical energy used by homes and businesses everywhere is AC electricity. The 1890s was a very creative period for Tesla. He experimented in several areas, including radio. Most people believe Marconi invented radio, but it was Tesla who developed the basic equipment needed for radio broadcasting. Tesla also invented an X-ray machine, a neon light, and a remote-controlled boat. Unfortunately, many of his plans and inventions were destroyed in a fire in his laboratory in 1895. In 1899, Tesla moved to Colorado Springs, where he built a strange laboratory. He tried to develop a machine that would broadcast electrical power wirelessly, like radio waves. He accidentally created a giant display of artificial lightning, and once he knocked out the power system for Colorado Springs. However, he was basically unsuccessful. While in Colorado Springs, he also said that he heard radio messages from Mars and Venus. Newspaper reporters ridiculed him for this. In fact, the inventor had made an important discovery. The radio signals that he had detected were created by distant stars. For the next few decades, Tesla continued to invent and develop ideas for future inventions. During World War I, he invented a type of radar to hunt German submarines. He created plans for the laser, the microwave oven, and the electron microscope. He invented a death ray that he thought could destroy airplanes from hundreds of miles away. He believed that this device, later known as a particle beam weapon, would make war impossible. Tesla was certainly a genius, but he was an eccentric genius. He was afraid of women's pearl jewelry. He refused to stay in a hotel room with a number that was divisible by the number 3. He always carefully cleaned the silverware before eating in restaurants, and he ate only boiled food. After a taxicab accident in 1937, his behavior became even more unusual. He spent most of his time feeding pigeons in the park and taking care of injured pigeons in his room at the Hotel New Yorker. A brilliant inventor of over 700 devices, Tesla spoke 9 languages and had a photographic memory. Nevertheless, he was not a good businessman or self-publicist. Despite Tesla's contributions to technology, he died penniless and almost unknown in 1943.